Hello.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting her.
Thank you.
It's for my daughter. We've been trying to do it on the website, but we couldn't get to go through on the website.
Okay. That's fine. I'll be happy to help you with that.
Okay. All right. Hold on. She had just stepped outside. She's on her way. Can I start it for her, or do you need her?
I need a social security number.
Okay. Let me see. I think I have that right now. No.
What is it?
Mama.
All right. Hold on for me. Here she is. What's your social, Summer? It's 424-47-2788.
Thank you. Is this our first time filing a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to repeat these numbers to be sure they are correct because I want to put the right number with the right name.
Okay.
424-47-6788.
It's 27. That last four is 2788.
Okay. That's why I always repeat because so you say it's 2788?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 424-47-2788.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Come here. Okay. Just a minute.
Okay.
We have to make sure everything is correct before we start typing information in. I have 424-47-2788.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, what is her first name? We're filling out the forms now. What is her first name?
It's Summer, Summer.
Millie Nisha.
N.
Okay, last name.
It's Bolt, B-O-L-T.
Thank you. Has she worked under any other name other than Bolt?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What is her date of birth? I need the name of the month.
Okay, it's March 26, 1998.
Thank you. Can I ask you to hold for 1 second, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Just Missy and Brittany are on the LPN.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be Amanda. Get you a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excuse me. Date of birth, March 26, 1998. What is our gender, male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your preferred language, English, Spanish, German?
English.
Thank you. Excuse me again. Excuse me. I have the hiccups. I don't understand why.
It's okay.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Thank you. What is your mother's maiden name? That is her name before marriage.
Paige.
P-A-I-G-E.
P-A-G-E.
P-A-G-E. Thank you. Do you have a driver's license, yes or no?
Yes.
What state issued you your license?
Alabama.
Thank you. May I have that number?
It's 8807258.
Till I hear her. And she doesn't have to whisper. Okay. 8807258. Thank you. Right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for benefits, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The direct deposit.
Well, what bank is that with?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. Is that checking or savings?
Checking.
Is her name on that account? Because if her name is not on that account, you need to put it on there.
Yes, ma'am. It's her account.
Okay, good. What's her routing number?
Okay, it is. Oops, almost dropped it. I think I did drop it. It's 062-00-0080.
Okay, that's 062-40 then 80. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What is her account number?
It is 52-89-15-3354.
Thank you. And let me repeat both of these numbers to you. For the routing, the routing number is 062-000-080.
Yes.
The account number, I'm going to give it to you in sets of fours. 52-89-15-3354.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Now, what is her mailing address?
It's 343. Mullin, M-U-L-L-I-N, Road, Smith Station.
Okay, let me pull it off of a map just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Smith. What's the zip code?
36877.
Okay. 343 Mullen Road, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Is her residence different from the above mailing address? Yes or no?
No.
And have the address changed in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
What is her primary telephone number?
It's 334-520-4658.
334-520-4658.
Yeah, 334-520-4658.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Will you repeat your full address for me? This time you don't have to spell anything, just give me your full address.
Okay. 343 Mullen Road, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877.
Thank you very much for that verification. I'm waiting on the website to load. All right, these are the security questions. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. These questions sometimes go way back, and sometimes they are very current. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 101 Lee Road, 877, 1827 Sugar Valley Road, 3066 County Highway 42, 43260 Alabama Highway 69. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
It'd be the top one, 101 Lee Road, 877.
Thank you. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Chattahoochee Valley Community College, Montclair State University, Seward County Community College, Yale University, none of the above.
It'll be the top one, CVCC.
Okay. Chattahoochee?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Phoenix City, Gaston, Huntsville, none of the above.
Phoenix City.
Thank you. These are regular UC questions. The answers are yes or no. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
A what certification?
TRA.
No.
Thank you. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
What was your last day at work?
February the 4th.
2022?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Thank you. I have since the most recent Sunday. Have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15 to 20.
Okay. I put 15.
Okay.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$11.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Repeat that again.
Is she a member of a labor union?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What was her job title when she was working?
An EMT.
EMT?
Yes, ma'am.
Emergency medicine technician?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was our separating employer?
Smith Station Fire and Rescue.
Okay, we don't do employment details now. What is her telephone number?
334-520-4658.
Thank you. And what is Smith Station Fire and Rescue telephone number?
It's 334. Let me look, they changed the number. Excuse me. It's 334-947-0911.
Thank you. What was her employment start date?
When did it start? February 1st, 2018.
And our last day was February 4th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state did she work in? Smith Station?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yes to which one?
Sick pay.
Okay. How many hours?
37.
Okay. Sick pay. 37 hours. How much per hour?
$11 an hour.
Okay. And that would be a total of how much? Tell us the figuring. She got to figure it out.
Yeah, she's going to look into what it was. Before or after taxes? Is that before or after taxes?
That's before taxes.
$407.
$407 even?
Yes.
37 times $11. Holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
So we have vacation pay and holiday pay, no. But sick pay, 37 hours.
Yes.
Okay, have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
They closed down the business.
Y'all don't have a fire department anymore?
They kept the fire department, but they shut down the ambulance service.
Oh, that was on TV.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It was on the news. Mm-hmm. I hope that they can find some money to repair and get some new ambulances. That's what they were saying, that the ambulances were just outdated, kept breaking down.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, those are things that you really need in a community. I don't know why we have such a hard time getting things that we really, really need.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm sending you an information booklet.
Okay.
And your temporary PIN is 8898.
Okay, 8898.
I'll tell you how to use it on the next page.
Okay.
This is your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800 752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, and that'll start Sunday, February 20th. Okay? When you dial that, when you dial that number, just follow the prompts.
Okay.
Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, I have questions about the information. Please call 1-800-361-4524. And Summer, any question you have about your claim, you can call this number after 5 o'clock and they'll be able to help you.
Okay.
All right. Summer Boat, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.